When most people think of shrimp, they imagine weak invertebrates that are consumed in massive quantities by other creatures in the ocean, like whales. However, not all shrimp are merely lunch for dolphins, sharks, and starfish. In fact, some shrimp, like the mantis shrimp, are not shrimp at all. Nevertheless, arthropods like the pistol shrimp and mantis shrimp are tough as nails, using their unique bodies to launch devastating attacks. Does that sound too good to be true? Take a few minutes to learn about the differences between a pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp and see how these creatures measure up to one another. Comparing a pistol shrimp and a mantis shrimp. The key differences between pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp. The greatest differences between pistol shrimp and mantis shrimp are their families, methods of attack, and morphology. Pistol shrimp, also called alphidae, are true shrimp, but mantis shrimp, stomatopoda, are not actually shrimp. Pistol shrimp use their unique claws to generate a weaponized bubble that slams into creatures, but mantis shrimp use a spear or hammer to stab or smash their foes. The pistol shrimp resembles many other types of shrimp, with the exception being the enlarged claw that it uses to generate its powerful attacks. However, the mantis shrimp more closely resembles a small lobster and possesses praying mantis-like raptorial forelegs that it uses to spear or smash prey. These are the most significant differences between these creatures. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, size. Mantis shrimp are larger than pistol shrimp. The average pistol shrimp is 1.2 inches to 2 inches in length, but a mantis shrimp can measure anywhere between 3.9 inches and 15 inches. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, morphology. The pistol shrimp usually has the same red and white colors common in most of its species, possesses 10 legs like other decapods, and has an asymmetrical body with one large claw that can measure half of its total length. Mantis shrimp have 8 pairs of legs along with pleopods that they use to swim and scurry along the ocean floor. They come in a variety of colors, and are known for their raptorial forelegs that they keep tucked but ready along with their eyes that are raised off their head by stalks. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, scientific name. The pistol shrimp is known as alphidae, and they are sometimes called aquat, snapping shrimp. Aquat, mantis shrimp are known as stomatopoda, and they are known for their forelegs that resemble the praying mantis. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, methods of attack. Pistol shrimp are powerful creatures that can use their claws to generate powerful attacks underwater. They cock their claws like a pistol and then unleash the blast, emitting a cavitation bubble that produces a 200 decibel burst, temperatures that reach thousands of kelvins, and a force that hits 62 miles per hour, stunning or outright killing their foes. Mantis shrimp hunt their foes using their amazing vision. They come in two varieties, smashing or spearing. The spearing mantis shrimp uses its sharp raptorial claws to launch an attack at 51 miles per hour, stabbing its prey and leading to cavitation. Even if it misses, its cavitation shockwave can kill its prey. Mantis shrimp might not use their raptorial legs as spears. Some have a hardened quat, club quat, on their quat, arm squat, that launches a powerful smashing attack. Either way, their prey is quickly overwhelmed by their attacks. Both the pistol shrimp and mantis shrimp are unique, powerful creatures. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, hunting style. Pistol shrimp are mostly opportunistic, but mantis shrimp are ambush predators and opportunistic predators. The latter will actively hunt for food from its burrow or while searching for a new place to stay, but pistol shrimp have poor vision, so they encounter food and kill it while moving throughout a territory. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, danger to humans. Pistol shrimp are not dangerous to humans. At least, no records of injuries to humans exist because they can't create the cavitation bubble outside of the water where they encounter humans most often. Mantis shrimp are known as quat, thumb splitter shrimp quat, and they earned that name. These arthropods can and will attack humans when they're handled. They can puncture the skin and tear flesh with ease, but they won't kill a person. Pistol shrimp versus mantis shrimp, which one would win a fight? A mantis shrimp would win a fight because it is much too large and well-armored for a pistol shrimp to knock out right away. A pistol shrimp can fight above its weight, but a large mantis shrimp has too many advantages aside from its defenses. The most likely result of such a fight would see a pistol shrimp wandering into the wrong part of the water, and the mantis shrimp would burst out of its burrow and stab or club the smaller creature to death before it could react. If the two were forced to fight in open water, the battle would come down to which creature could land the first strike. A pistol shrimp against a mantis shrimp of a similar size has the range advantage, but mantis shrimp can move very fast and that could give them the edge to minimize the damage of a bubble shot and then counterattack. Given these elements, the mantis shrimp has the advantage and would probably win the fight.